Welcome to today's program, The Beauty of Grace. And I'm Pastor Pete Norris of Harvest Fellowship Church, Goldsboro, North Carolina. And I want to talk to you today about sin. Because so many times there's so much confusion about sin. And the Bible tells us very plain that you and I have died to sin. Now, if we read this text and we read it out of context, especially in Romans chapter 6, verse 2 and 6 and 7, we take this thing out of context. You know, the Bible says that Christians are dead to three things. And number one, we're dead to sin. And the Bible says in Romans chapter 6, verse 2, certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Now, most people read that text and immediately they think about, well, Pastor, you know, I do things wrong. I may smoke or I may drink or I may do all these things wrong. He's not talking about smoking, drinking, doing drugs here. He's talking about that you and I have died to the sin nature because of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection. The Bible says in Romans chapter 5, verse 19, because of the disobedience of one man, the many are made sinners. Because of the obedience of one man, the many are made righteous. So we see here when you're talking about Romans chapter 6, verse 2, and also throughout the whole book of Romans chapter 6, you see him talking about the sin nature. Now when you read that, thinking about smoking, drinking, doing drugs, or actually the acts of sin, the word sin in every one of these contexts is a noun. It is not a verb. A verb is a word that shows action. These words are nouns, so he's talking about the sin nature that you and I have been redeemed from. Now look at Romans chapter 6, verse 7. For he who has died has been freed from sin. See, you and I died. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. If ye are dead, you are hidden. Your life is hidden with Christ in God. So we see here that we died and we've been freed from sin. So we are dead to sin. And you say, well, Pastor, if I'm dead to it, why am I keep doing it? He is not talking about your behavior. He's talking about the sin nature that you had by being born into the earth because of the fall of Adam. And so we see here in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now he says here in chapter 24 that you and I, having died to sins. Now watch that. He's talking about the sin nature that you and I have had. Bore our sins on his own body. Now, am I saying that Jesus did not take your smoking, drinking, doing drugs? He absolutely took it. He didn't need it because he didn't do it. But he removed the sin nature so that you could have the God nature. Now we have the divine nature of the Father. So you and I have been freed and have died to sin. So if I've died to sin, why do I keep resurrecting it? Why do I keep doing it? Why do I keep activating it? Because I haven't understood. The Bible says in Proverbs 23:7, whatsoever man thinketh in his heart, that's what that man is. So I want you to realize today that as you're thinking about this sin nature, look at it differently. Because if you're not careful, reading 6:2 and Romans 6 and 2 and Romans 6 and 7, if you understand that the word sin here is a noun, that's why John chapter 1 verse 29 says, John said, behold, the Lamb of God that's going to take away the sin, singular, the sin nature of the world. He's going to take that away, and you and I are going to be free from that sin nature. We're going to be delivered from that sin nature. Why? Because we've been free from it because of the blood of Jesus. That's the wonderful thing about the blood of Jesus, that you and I have been free. And so Christians are dead to three things. First thing that we're dead to is sin. And the Bible says that you and I have died to sin, live any longer in it. Certainly not. And so he who has died has been freed from sin. You and I have been freed from sin. We've been delivered from sin. We've been freed up to be forgiven of sin. So you and I are free from sin because of the blood of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful thing to know that I am no longer a sinner. And then we pull this scripture out in Romans that says we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of the Lord. But we stop there. We don't read any more. Read the rest of the text. Sure, we've all missed the mark. Sure, we've all. But we, it's not, listen to me, smoking, drinking, and doing those things are not going to send you to eternal damnation. Not believing that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that He's died and resurrected for your sins, That's what's going to send you to eternal damnation. So I want you to understand, stop focusing so much on the sin nature of who you are. Stop focusing so much on what everybody's done wrong and what you even do wrong. Because the Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. See, that's the beauty of grace. You and I are dead to sin. We live no longer in it. What a wonderful thing, Romans 6:2. And if we don't read Romans 6 in the whole context and read it as a noun instead of as a verb, we're going to fall into the condemnation of thinking, hey, look, this is just what I do. This is what I always do. I can't live right. I can't do right. So I must not be a Christian. I must not be doing right. It's not based on your performance. It's based on the finished work of Christ. That's the beauty of grace.